Timing is everything, right? You have to do it at the proper moment, and that can be the difference between success and failure. So timing is not right for going to the beach. This is not the right time. You get the point. And the reason I'm saying this is because we've skipped a part of Matthew's gospel. Well, we're not going to forget it. We're going to come back to it on the first Sunday of Lent. But we've gone from Jesus' baptism to the Holy Spirit drop-kicking him into the wilderness. Now, the verb in the Koine Greek is led Jesus. But it suggests compulsion. Jesus didn't have a choice to go into the wilderness for 40 days. The Spirit pushed him there. Now he's been alone, and he comes back to where there are people. And what's the first thing he hears? John the Baptist has been arrested by the Romans. Uh-oh. I wasn't counting on that. This is not the right time. But he can't go home. He must go forward. And so that's what Jesus does. He begins to preach. And he says, he uses the same word that John the Baptist used. We translate it, repent. Not a good translation. Better, change. Change. What in effect Jesus is saying, the reign of God is here, get with it. That's what he's trying to say. So he took the mantle of John the Baptist, but he's preaching in a different way. John the Baptist was very concerned about sinfulness and cleanliness. And Jesus is not talking about that. Much more importantly is what he is doing. I'm reading a book by a Czech priest, Father Bill's book. I'm in his book club. And we're reading a book by a professor of theology at Prague University. His name is Tomáš Havlík. Well, anyway, he talks about faith. And he says, on the one hand, faith is what you believe. Oh, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Catholic Church. Yeah. Okay, what we believe. I believe that God is good. On the other hand, Thomas says it's how you believe. In other words, what does faith lead you to do? If it's just doctrines and words, and then I go on with my life, what good is that? Thomas says, I'd rather know how a person believes, what a person does to show faith, how a person takes care of other people, how someone treats other people. Isn't that the whole second reading? I hear about divisions. Some of you are saying, I belong to this, I belong to that, I belong to this group. I belong to this club. I belong to that party. Is Christ divided? So what do we do? That's the question. What did Jesus do? Now, he had to know that what he was about to do was dangerous. Martin Luther King Jr. knew that. He said to his wife, "You know, if I keep on doing what I'm doing, they're going to kill me." Why did Jesus lose his life? Was it because he was doing good? Is that why he got killed? I don't think so. Even the demons knew that he was a threat to power and domination. He was crucified because he challenged the Roman Empire and lost. So what about us? As Jesus was then, the Christ now is saying to us, "Come follow me." And look at those fishermen. They were probably thankful they could get in a boat and go out on the water, because at least there, the Romans didn't bother them. And they could catch some fish and sell some and feed their families and keep their heads down and mind their own business and not get in trouble. And Jesus says he doesn't even know them. They don't even know him. Come, follow me. And the miracle is they do. They drop everything, and they go off with him. So again, I ask, what does Jesus do? Over and over, the Gospels tell us that he went about curing the ill, healing the sick, forgiving sinners, feeding the hungry. Look at this. What did Jesus do? He provided for those who had nothing. He had nothing. Come follow me. So I'm not asking about your politics. I'm not asking which group you belong to. I'm not saying who's right, who's wrong, who's good, who's bad. The question I'm asking is, what is the Holy Spirit asking you to do? What is the Holy Spirit asking us to do? In all four of the Gospels, the only story that's told five times is the feeding of the thousands with the loaves and the fish. Feeding the hungry is not about politics, it's Christianity. We have an administration who's taking food away from hungry people, who's taking health care away from sick people, who's dragging people out of stores and parking lots and schools and churches. And what do? Jesus says, "Come follow me." So I ask, what is the Holy Spirit calling upon you to do? What is the Holy Spirit calling upon all of us to do?